A certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit everlasting life?" Jesus asked him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good, except one God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and your mother." And he said, "I have kept all these things from my youth up." When Jesus heard it, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have, and distribute it to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was very rich. And Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye, than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "The things which are impossible with man are possible with God." And Peter said, "Look, we have left our own things and followed you." He said to them, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house, or wife, or brothers, or parents, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who will not receive many times more in this time, and in the world to come, everlasting life." He took the 12 aside, and said to them, "Look, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written through the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be completed. For he will be delivered up to the non-Jews, will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit on. They will scourge and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." They understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not understand the things that were said.